Hello, my name is Jim Alice. I'm a retired pastor and evangelist, and for a good number of years now, my work has been to try to lead people to the Lord Jesus Christ, whom I believe to be the one and true Saviour of the world. My talks on the various cults that I'm beginning today with Jehovah Witnesses, right or wrong. This series is based on many conversations that I've had with Jehovah Witnesses and spiritualists and all manner of people. And of course, not only English, but foreign also. I live in the southwest of England, and daily now I seek the Lord to lead me into contact with people who need Jesus. One particular place I go to on a regular basis, there are a number of Jehovah Witnesses that gather there. These Jehovah Witnesses usually sit almost as it were in a huddle, not mixing with other people in the building. After they have done their stint of door-to-door evangelism. From time to time I have opportunity to go and to sit with them at their tables and to speak to them about my faith. They know that I'm a Christian, they know that I believe the Bible, and from time to time I bring up questions concerning the Bible, not to argue with them, but to discuss if they want to, or to put questions to them perhaps that they're not used to hearing. I have a small spattering of understanding of the Greek, and you may say, well, that doesn't really qualify you to give these talks that you're giving now, but I'm doing it really as a help to other fellow Christians, perhaps Christians who have contact with Jehovah Witnesses or other cults, and want to help them to a knowledge of the truth. My addresses are also found in booklet form, which I make available to anyone listening to this broadcast who would like to receive one. In booklet form, of course, there is more mention of books that are written by the Jehovah Witnesses and pages, etc., etc., which confirm some of the things I'm going to say about them today. So, for my opening a talk on Jehovah Witnesses, I'm briefly going to talk about their early beginnings. This particular cult was founded by a wealthy draper from Pittsburgh in USA. And of course, the United States is where many of the cults originated. His name was Charles Taze Russell. His birth was in 1852. He was born to parents who were members of a congregational church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Up to the age of 16, he followed his parents' teachings and beliefs unquestionably. One day, however, while he was 16, he tried to explain the doctrine of eternal punishment to a friend. On hearing this truth, he turned to Charles and ridiculed him for believing such unreasonable doctrine, as he called it. This confrontation to his beliefs had drastic consequences. Within weeks, he had rejected the Orthodox Christian faith and began a search for a more reasonable and acceptable creed. 2 years later, he received the stimulus and encouragement he needed. He began to attend a Seventh-day Adventist meeting. By the way, later in my series I will be explaining what Seventh-day Adventists believe. Attending this Seventh-day Adventist meeting, Charles was delighted to hear a speaker advocating the annihilation of unbelievers at death, and scorning the doctrines of hell. Just as intriguing for Charles was to learn of attempts to fix the precise date of the Lord Jesus Christ's return. This he found very interesting. Russell was happy to join this new group for a while until differences emerged on other issues, and he left to begin studying other religions, Eastern teachings such as Buddhism. Later he returned to the study of the Bible and began to produce Bible study notes. These were produced in a magazine called Food for Thinking Christians. This later became The Watchtower. In 1879 he founded The Watchtower Society. He sold his business and founded this new sect. One important event needs to be mentioned concerning this man and his character. He got himself into trouble when selling what he described as miracle wheat. He said it would outgrow other seed by as much as 5 times. But he lost a libel case action against a newspaper which levelled a charge against his claims. This was checked out at the highest level, and his claim was found not to be justified. He also claimed to be a competent student of Greek, but in court, under oath, it was discovered that he knew absolutely nothing of the Greek language. He could not even identify the letters of the alphabet. He also made a prediction that Christ's return would take place in 1914, and it would be invisible. Now then, is this a man you would want to put your trust in? Again, would you want to put your trust in an organization which has made so many different forecasts and predictions which have not come to pass? Charles Russell died in 1916. Judge Rutherford followed him as leader, predicting the end of the world as in 1925. The official name of the movement changed to Jehovah's Witnesses, and this was given by Rutherford in 1931. Rutherford died in 1942 and he was succeeded by Nathan Knorr. Between 1950 and 1961 he produced their New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures, aided by Fred Franz, Albert Schroeder and George Ganges. This production was so arranged as to support their theology in crucial areas that opposed problems for earlier witnesses using the King James Authorized Bible. Under Knorr, the movement took shape and grew rapidly. He died in 1977 from a cancerous tumour. Like Russell before him and Rutherford, he did not see the end of the world predicted for 1975. And of course, 1975 has gone and passed now, and the world has not come to an end. So this is just an early taste of what Jehovah's Witnesses are like, their character, and, sadly, the teachings which are their very own and differ to the Bible. This we shall look at more closely next time.